Saturday Fashion Week founder Dawson Dao Amao says he collaborated with a Saturdayese fashion designer and started the fashion show in 2007. Amao, who is also an East African fashion model, says he represented several companies in East Africa, and that's when he thought of starting a Saturdayese fashion industry to showcase the local talent and bring up models. Amao says he intends to start a fashion academy in South Sudan that will train designers and models with an aim toward building the careers of those talented in fashion design. He says he wants South Sudanese to start designing and sewing their own outfits and let fellow South Sudanese wear what is locally made. Amao says he also wants to change the world's perception of South Sudan.
The perception is, or what goes out is, it is a war-torn country, and they just believe that you'll just learn and you start hearing gunshots, of which it's not the case. People usually have misunderstandings and they get over it and they continue. What we up to here, it's all about growing the fashion industry because it is a business industry, so that we're not going to rely on brands that are made from outside. At some point, we are supposed to support the local designers so that you get them going.
Amao says the Fashion Show Week has also sent a team to consult the communities over a possible national outfit for South Sudan. Gumbar Naba Kolang, founder of Kolang Enterprise and Best Clothes Stores, says he started creating his own designs in 2019 because he loves wearing fashionable clothes. Kolang designs fashionable suits and dresses from African print materials. Kolang says he wants to create a national brand for South Sudan so that foreigners can recognize South Sudanese people with a certain fashion design.
If we can come up with something that can help us boost and empower ourselves, then we can do it through our ideologies. So the inspiration is, I want us to have that identity as well. We should have that something that is common known in us. It's not basically about the rivalries of the wars and all that. We also have the good architecture, like in terms of culture, as well as the fashion and design.
David Shagold, founder of De Gold's Fashion, says he started designing clothes in 2017 after graduating from a fashion school in Uganda. He says he now focuses on designing wedding gowns, dinner and party clothes because he noticed South Sudanese love partying.
I've seen people doing a lot of weddings and a lot of parties. So I see most of my people, like, they go abroad and get the wedding gowns from there. Yeah. Then I was like, why can't I do a wedding gown since I'm a profession in this? That's why I was like, let me do it from here so that my own people will buy it from here. They don't have to go, like, to buy it from Egypt and Turkey and so many other countries.
Wilma Amita, a fashion designer who specializes in designing swimsuits from crochet patterns or yarn, says she was inspired by online knitting. She says when COVID-19 started to spread throughout South Sudan and the government imposed a lockdown last year, she thought of doing something to keep herself busy, and that's how she started knitting the designs. Amita says she decided to make swimwear because she loves swimming, but also because it is rare to find swimsuits in South Sudan, maybe because there are no beaches and few swimming pools in the country. She says she believes fashion can be a uniting factor in South Sudan because it brings people together.
People bring in their different ideas, so it's a sign of unity. When I come from a different tribe and someone else comes from a different tribe, like many of us come from different tribes, like we combined and we devolve the love and the understanding among ourselves. It brings unity within us. And what is also important about the fashion is we can be able to reach other countries who undermine us. You never know that one day South Sudan will be the first, like the top in fashion.
Amao says South Sudan will showcase its fashion designs at upcoming fashion events this year in East Africa and Central Africa. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.